T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Wednesday afternoon, and I'm Scoot, doing the show live from my downtown apartment in downtown New Orleans. I expect to be back at the station tomorrow and Friday. It will be good to be back. I mean, I'm kind of almost back now. And again, I can't thank all of you enough for the kind words, the thoughts, and the prayers. It's humbling, and I'm going to be fine. I had surgery last week, so you know, from that point on, it was only going to get better and better. But it's going to be a while before I'm actually dancing, which I know is a blessing to many of you. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is preparing for another round of testimony before a House committee. He's going to prison. He's an ex-confidant, ex-lawyer of President Trump, and he was set to appear behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee today. This will be the fourth day of his testimony in 2 weeks. They're going to look into Russian interference in the 2016 election and also whether the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russians in any way. You know, I have never, ever said that President Trump or the campaign colluded with the Russians. Never. Because I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any evidence up to this point that that was exactly what happened in terms of the definition of collusion. And even so, is collusion really illegal? This is a topic that people will not change their minds on. We'll continue to cover it when there are new things to talk about. I mean, there's new stuff to talk about every day. But also every day, it's the same thing. And to be honest with you, I don't want to spend every afternoon talking to you about the same stuff. Because when I watch the news channels during the day and at night after the show, my God, there's different stuff, but it's all the same thing. And it just gets to be... It gets to be too much. And so it was so nice for us here in this area to have a break, to have this Mardi Gras break. And, you know, yesterday, if you watch the news or you listen to the news, the national news, well, they might have mentioned Mardi Gras, but the national news was not focused on Mardi Gras because it's a big deal here, but not everywhere. Not in most places, it's not. And those of you who deal with national companies, you know how weird it is for you to be off. And I know that there are a lot of people who probably think, well, you know, I can't believe those people in New Orleans are taking the day off. They're probably really jealous of you because yesterday and every Mardi Gras, excuse me, it's a time when, you know, if you've got to contact somebody in New Orleans, forget it. You're not going to conduct business in New Orleans. But, well, there are a few people who have essential jobs and they do have to be in there. But it's the day after. It is Ash Wednesday. Went to church early this morning, so I've got this smudge on my forehead. So if you do see somebody with this dark smudge on their forehead, it's not like they forgot to bathe or they wiped something on their heads. It's supposed to be there at least for a while. So a little bit later, we'll talk about this HBO documentary, Leaving Neverland, and it's about Michael Jackson. And I saw part of it last night. I recorded it, so I'll watch the rest of it. But the parts that I saw last night were so creepy. And it was about how Michael Jackson, there were these three guys that are older now, but they were young at the time, these three guys that say Michael Jackson sexually molested them. And the things that they said about how Michael Jackson convinced them to do this, it's just absolutely creepy and haunting. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. We've got some comments from R. Kelly coming up this hour. I'm sorry, we've got some comments. We're talking about two different things. We'll get to the Michael Jackson thing in just a moment. But somewhat related to that is this R. Kelly story. R. Kelly, a rhythm and blues performer. R. Kelly, in his first interview since being charged with sexually abusing four people, including three underage girls, R. Kelly says he didn't do this stuff. And he's fighting for his blank life. This was an interview with Gayle King of CBS This Morning. Kelly gave the interview to Gayle King on CBS this morning with excerpts airing Tuesday night, last night, and then the full interview airing this morning, and it's also going to air tomorrow morning. The R&B singer, who is out of jail after his February 22nd arrest in Chicago, appears heated and animated as he asks King, how stupid would it be for him to hold women or girls captives, as he's accused of doing? He says it would be, how stupid would it be of him to do that? Kelly says, forget how you feel about me and use common sense. Gayle King also interviewed the two women who are currently living with R. Kelly, including one whose parents say that she's being held against her will. You know, over the years, you hear stories about R. Kelly. You don't know whether they're true or not. It's easy for us to sometimes look at somebody and think, ah, they did it, based on the way they look or based on their personality or based on their style of music or something in their lives that you disagree with or you don't like that will cause you to sometimes unfairly judge people. But there have been so many stories about R. Kelly, and some of the stories from the victims seem very, very convincing. And I think R. Kelly, in my opinion, in assessing some of the things that he said, it seems as if he's saying a few things that indicate that maybe he really did do something. For example, he says he never abused any of the girls. Well, is his definition of abuse physical abuse? Because if you have sex with an underage girl, I mean, I guess that's sexual assault. I guess that's a form of sexual abuse. It may come under that category. I'm not an expert in that area, so I don't know for sure. But it doesn't matter if you don't, you know, if you're an older man, you can't treat a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl tenderly. You can't treat her in a very respectful manner and have sex with her because she's underage. So the fact that he didn't abuse any of them doesn't really seem to answer the question that they were not underage. And again, I guess part of this is who you believe. I mean, do you believe R. Kelly? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So here we are once again talking about an older man with younger women. The sad thing is, this is nothing new. It's obviously gone on for a long, long time. There seems to be more focus on it now. So whether it's R. Kelly or Robert Kraft, and I know there are some differences in terms of the specifics of what they're both charged with. There's some differences. But, you know, you can't help but think that maybe the spotlight is finally being shined on the right place. And the people who do this, who are involved in this, are the ones that need to ultimately pay the price. And at some point, I don't know what point that's going to be, but it's at some point, I mean, you've got to realize, wait a minute, this is wrong. I don't care how much you want to do something. I don't care how tempting something is. If there's an underage girl or boy involved, it's wrong. Now, if there's a pattern of, let's say, an 18-year-old girl, a 17-year-old girl lying about her age, I don't know. I mean, do you have to check IDs? I mean, you have to be careful. If you're a much older guy and you're with somebody that it says they're 18, well, even that, you know, legally it might be okay. But today, in 2019, you have to be suspicious. All right, we've got some comments from this fiery interview that R. Kelly did with Gayle King of CBS. Coming up next, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504. 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And this is R. Kelly taking us to the break. We found an R. Kelly song that we could actually play. Actually, there are a lot of R. Kelly songs that we can play. Look, this is not my genre of music, but we're talking about it, so we're going to feature some R. Kelly music here. Do you believe R. Kelly? And again, wait till you hear some of the comments that R. Kelly made in the interview. That's coming up next. I'm Scoot on WWL. I don't care how much she drives you crazy. You can't do it if she's underage. And you got to be careful. And don't say that you weren't warned or you didn't really know. I'm Scoot in the afternoon. Glad you're with us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's Ash Wednesday, the day after Mardi Gras. And I know some of you probably woke up and wish you were dead. But if you are listening to the show this afternoon, it means you survived Mardi Gras. And because of my situation, I didn't get to enjoy it as much as I ordinarily would have. But I did get out and have a little fun. I was either wheeled around or I did a lot of hobbling. So R. Kelly, rhythm and blues singer, did an interview with Gayle King of CBS, and excerpts from the interview were played last night. The whole story, the whole interview, I think, was played this morning and will be played again tomorrow morning, or the whole story will be played between this morning and tomorrow morning. But I want to share with you a couple of highlights from that interview. So here's R. Kelly in his interview with Gayle King.
Have you done anything that you regret? Have you done anything wrong?
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women that I apologize. But I apologize in those relationships at the time I was in the relationships.
Have you broken any laws when it comes to women?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Then, a little bit later in the interview, R. Kelly gets rather emotional in his conversation with Gayle King.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
What do you think? Do you believe R. Kelly? This is not the first time this story has come out, or a story like this has come out with R. Kelly with underage females. And apparently there's a video, or there have been videos or whatever. But I guess the basic question is, without knowing for sure, and we're not judging him guilty, but do you believe what he's saying? Do you believe that this is some kind of a setup that people are trying to get to him? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Metairie, Daniel, welcome to WWL.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
So the last recording you just played of R. Kelly, it seems like the louder you have to scream for your innocence, the more guilty you are. Because if he's not guilty, why is he getting so excited?
You know, I understand that. I'm not a psychiatrist, but, there's an argument to be made for how somebody defends themselves.
True. That's true. And with regard to the Neverland documentary,
yeah,
we watched it, and I was literally about to throw up.
Were you stunned by some of the things that these guys were saying Michael Jackson did?
Well, just the one thing about, we were married. He gave us a ring, said we'd be together forever. I'm like, wait a minute, that's just not normal. Why would a parent, those kids' parents should be locked up as well. Because any parent who lets their kid sleep with a 34-year-old man needs to be in jail. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel.
Daniel, I'm sure there are some exceptions. I don't know what they would be, but I'm sure there are some exceptions. But there were parents, even after the kids talked to the parents about what had happened to them, at the hands, literally, of Michael Jackson, it was like the father, in one case, was still defending Michael Jackson, or it was all about protecting Michael Jackson. It was almost as if they were using their children to get close to Michael Jackson, like he was their celebrity.
Incredible. I mean, maybe the dad was hoping that he could give his kids some guidance about, being a performer or whatever, but why don't you a little bit older, Come on.
Yeah, but when Michael Jackson was talking about love and God wants us to love each other, and this is the way we show our love for each other. I mean, Michael Jackson was, if this happened this way, Michael Jackson was conniving and very, very convincing.
Absolutely. Just like, when you're behind the cloth, that doesn't give you a right to, hurt kids. And everyone's so, maybe these priests didn't do it. Well, I think they did, okay? And just because you're, behind the cloth doesn't mean you're not a human.
Yeah.
If a human does that type of thing, then they're not exempt from the law. Come on. I mean, it's very simple.
I agree. Daniel, glad you called the show. If you want to join us with your comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And Carlos, welcome to WWL. Hey, Carlos.
The Scooter Man, how are you?
I'm good, Carlos.
Scooter, brother, please. Scoot, I just wanted to say hello, and I wanted to tell you welcome back. I heard about your unforeseen circumstance there. I hope that you're feeling better and that God is blessing you. You are truly blessed. Okay, my friend?
Carlos, thank you, man. Excuse me. I am blessed. I'm truly blessed.
Because
if I were not blessed, Carlos, I would not be here because of what happened. It could have ended quite differently.
Let me tell you, I'm also very blessed as to what happened to me in Iraq. So I'm very blessed. Welcome back, Scoot. Okay, take care. God bless. Amigo mio.
Same to you. I wish I knew how to say that in Spanish, but I don't. I'm going to learn Spanish. I'm still mad at myself at this point in my life for not knowing a second language. I know, you know, I tried studying Japanese for a while, tried studying Spanish for a while, and haven't really gotten efficient at either one of those. So I'm going to dedicate myself to finding time to learn that. Ian Hoke is our studio producer back at the studio. I tell you what, let's wait till after the news. We've got another audio cut from R. Kelly's interview with Gayle King from CBS, and I want to share that. With you. Also, we'll be talking about this HBO special, Leaving Neverland, which was Michael Jackson's fantasy house and park and everything. Did you see it? And if you saw it, what do you think? Personally, I always thought Michael Jackson molested these people. And from a criminal standpoint, he was found not guilty. I don't remember what the specifics were. But I know that in a couple of cases, he paid off the parents to back off. Was this about money? Is R. Kelly about money? Is it about people saying that something was wrong when it wasn't wrong to get money? I think that's what happened in the case of Kobe Bryant. When that whole fiasco came up, Kobe Bryant was in Eagle, Colorado. He was either getting, I don't think he was getting surgery. I think he was getting treatment, or he was getting advice for surgery from a top surgeon there. And one of the top surgeons in the country is in Eagle, Colorado, which is just to the west of Denver. And I was in Denver at the time this was going on. I actually did my show from the courthouse when that trial was going on. And, man, that was one circus. But I always felt like with the information at hand that this I think she was 19 at the time, that this 19-year-old girl had said that he raped her when I kind of got this sense that she agreed to it and then felt so guilty about it or somebody found out about it, and then she came back with a story. No, it was, I was raped. And I felt badly for Kobe Bryant because she was legal in terms of her age. And if it was consensual, I mean, it's so easy for a woman to say this happened when it didn't happen that way. And it's unfortunate when anybody does that, because that ruins it for the people who really are true victims of these horrific, horrific crimes. All right. Have you seen Leaving Neverland, the HBO documentary on Michael Jackson? Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. Okay, I think that's the testimony that we need to hear. If somebody came to you and said, here's my 16-year-old daughter, or here's my 17-year-old daughter, I want you to have them. Who's at fault there? I mean, isn't R. Kelly ultimately responsible? I mean, you could blame the parents, but you'd also have to blame R. Kelly. It sounds like the parents were selling their daughters to him. So he was giving them money? I mean, what part of this is not just totally messed up? Ian, let's play that cut again. This is R. Kelly talking about the parents and the daughters, and this is his interview with Gayle King on CBS.
What kind of father, what kind of mother will sell their daughter to a man?
Who did that?
How come it was okay for me to see them until they wasn't getting no money from it?
You're saying the parents handed their daughters, Azurel and Jocelyn, over to you? Is that what you're saying to us?
Absolutely. Are the parents still going?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, first of all, if he's paying for somebody's daughter to spend time with him sexually, what does that make him? What does that make her? There are so many things wrong with this story, and we don't even know all the evidence. But some of it just seems so obvious. And I guess the ultimate question is, do you believe R. Kelly is being set up? Do you believe that people are trying to get money from R. Kelly? When he says the parents essentially handed their daughters over to him for money. And what, then he stopped paying, and then the daughter said that they were molested and raped by him? Well, I think the first thing you need to be curious about is any father who would sell their daughter to you, I would suggest that you not do that. Don't make the purchase, because that's not really a wise thing to do. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm getting text, here's one that says, remember the farce of the Kavanaugh trial? Here is a text that says, the girl lied in Kobe's case. Well, what did she lie about? Did she lie about being, I think she lied about being raped. That was the impression I got from the very beginning. Oh, here's a text that translated what the caller said earlier. He said, my friend, which is amigo mio. Amigo mio. Thank you very much for that. Muchas gracias. I know that much. Here's the text that says, research the South Park episode Trapped in the Closet for how they roasted R. Kelly. I'll have to look that up. There are so many great lessons to be learned from South Park, and so many people just reject it because, well, it's kind of crude. From Gonzalez, Marcia, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Glad you're back. So happy to hear your voice. Anyhow, so the R. Kelly thing. So I did watch the documentary about him. And R. Kelly is a piece of excrement to me. And the parents are to blame as well. The little girl, Azrielle, her family allowed her to go with R. Kelly, knowing that he had already been accused. And the mom was on there saying something about, but he said that he was going to have somebody with her all the time, tutoring her and everything. This is a bunch of crap to me because, and I hate to use this language, but who allows their daughter to go with a man that has been, you know, accused of molesting young girls? They wanted her to have this career. And the Michael Jackson situation, again, horrible. But what parent allows their 7-year-old child to go sleep with Michael while they're in another building? Like, these parents are out of their minds. Yeah. So, you know, I do blame the men for what they did. Absolutely. Like, you don't deserve to even see the light of day anymore. But parents get so caught up in the money and the fame that they lose their minds and they don't think about what's best for their children.
So in a sense, Marcia, in a sense, the parents are using their children to allow them to get closer and to have a personal relationship with a celebrity.
Absolutely. Like, one parent was talking about how Michael Jackson bought them a house, how she, like, met Tina Turner, and they're going to all these different places and just being treated like, you know, VIPs everywhere they went because they were with Michael. You cannot get so caught up in a celebrity that you forget that they're human beings. And at the end of the day, Michael was a 32-year-old man. And I grew up on Michael, but he was a 32-year-old man. And he's come and spend the night at your 10-year-old's, at your house with your 10-year-old. And they're just, quote unquote, playing. Or you've only known him as the little boy who was 7 at the time, said we'd only met him like 4 hours ago when we flew in from Australia. And he wanted to go sleep in the room with Michael. And his mom was like, okay. Who in their right mind would do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's not right. And you're right. The parents bear some responsibility there. Marcia, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment, I mean, this is a fascinating topic because it does go back to parents being partially to blame. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Boy, there was one Michael Jackson song from the Thriller album that is, the initials are PYT. It would have been so perfect to play right here, but it would have been too tacky, even for me. So if it's too tacky for me, you know it's tacky, so we're not going to play that. We'll play Man in the Mirror. As we go into this break, think about Michael Jackson in his, mid-30s, spending the night with kids. This stuff does happen, though. It happens. I'll tell you about 3 experiences in my life, and we'll get back to more of your comments when we come back on WWL. We're talking about this Michael Jackson HBO documentary, Leaving Neverland. And it's just, it's really creepy. I mean, that is the best way to describe it. I saw part of it last night, recorded the rest. I'll watch the rest of it. But these two guys are accusing Michael Jackson of molesting them. And the stories seem very, very convincing. Michael Jackson was never criminally charged, but he was in a situation where he had to pay off a couple of people. So do you believe Michael Jackson actually did it? The Michael Jackson estate is suing the producers of this HBO film for up to $100 million. And we're also talking about R. Kelly, the rhythm and blues singer, in somewhat of a related matter. It's a little different, but it's somewhat related. R. Kelly is being charged with having sex with underage girls. And this is not the first time this has happened with R. Kelly. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from New Orleans, Parker, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Scoop. How you doing?
I'm good.
I just want to make a little short comment. I think that it depends on who you are in these type of situations. Look like in these type of situations, bottom line, it's about money. We just had a school teacher not too long ago, perhaps, a school teacher that was charged with having sex with this female school teacher having sex with a young boy, her and her girlfriend. But it seemed like they received a pat on the hand or a pat on the wrist for that situation. In Metairie, New Orleans, maybe about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, no, I remember well.
Father,
I remember well.
Yes. Yeah, and it don't look like anything happened. But I think that in these type of situations, it's about money. The bottom line is about money. I mean, who puts their kids in a situation like this? When we look at society, do we look at the person that used drugs, or do we look at the person, funny, that sells the drugs? You know, who is guilty? Because the person that uses is a weak person, and they're weak for the drugs. So the person takes advantage of them. The person that sells them the drugs. Same thing here.
I can argue that they're both guilty. But you do bring up an interesting point, and I think you know part of it is if the female is the victim, if the female is the underage victim of inappropriate sex, society looks at that differently than if the male is the underage victim.
Yes, if it's an underage male with a female that's older female, I guess everyone seems to me makes a joke about it. Well, why did he say something? I would have kept on, you know, I wouldn't have said anything.
That's what happens. They brag on social media and then they get caught.
Yes, but theoretically, it's both the same situation.
Yeah.
It's a child.
No, theoretically, it is. Yes, it is. It is.
You know, but I think in these cases, it's about money. It's about money.
Well, that seems to be the case.
We would never know the truth if he did, if he didn't. You know, we would probably never know the truth. But in these type of situations, it's about fame and money. People put themselves in position, put their children in position to do these type of things, to get next to this person or that person.
God, it's
money.
As a father, I can't imagine doing that, but obviously people do it. Parker, I'm glad you called. I want to share, and you know, I haven't thought about this in many years, but I want to share a couple of personal stories with you because I know that this does happen. There are fathers and mothers who are so eager to get their kids' attention that they will kind of offer them up to somebody who might be in a position of being a celebrity who might be in a position to help them. When I was in my mid-30s, this man hired me to be at to make a personal appearance at his son's bar mitzvah. But he did that because his 17-year-old daughter was a big fan of mine when I was on B97 in the mid-80s. And she wanted to meet me. And she was just totally infatuated with me. And I was convinced that the father would actually have been okay if we had dated. Because I stayed in touch with him. We kind of became friends. And it wasn't obvious at first, but it did become obvious to me that this man would have been okay. I'm in my mid-30s. If I would have dated a 17-year-old daughter. There was another case that, to me, is even more appalling. About the same time in my career, there was a woman here had a 14-year-old daughter. And this 14-year-old daughter was, you know, she was a big Scoot fan, however you want to phrase that. And, you know, it was like the mother was trying to push us to go do something together. And I just thought about another case where a neighbor in Seattle really pushed for her 14-year-old daughter. And this, by this time, I was, you know, probably 50. Pushed to have her daughter go night snowboarding with me in a place that was 3 hours away. Now, you know, I know how to act appropriately, so I acted appropriately in all these situations. But don't think that there are not people out there who are willing to use, who are willing to sacrifice, I guess, their children's integrity to get close to a celebrity. Or maybe in some cases it's like vicariously like, well, if she's with him, then I could be, it's kind of like me being with him. I don't know. I haven't thought about this in years, but with these two stories that have come up and then with the Robert Kraft story, it's all very haunting to me. But I share this with you only to let you know that it does happen. And then there were many other situations where I had a lot of fun. I had a neighbor, 12-year-old daughter, and you know, we would go do fun things together in the bee buggy because, you know, I had this bee buggy for, you know, B97 years ago. All right, I want to dedicate this song going into the break. I want to dedicate this song to those of you who spent a lot of time partying yesterday and this morning you woke up and you didn't feel so good. That's Aerosmith. Sick as a dog. I hope you're okay by now. In fact, there may be some people just waking up now, and you might have been there when the police told you to go home because Mardi Gras was over. Were you there last night? Have you ever been there at midnight Mardi Gras when the police tell you to go home? Did you really go home, or did you sneak into a bar until they passed, and then you went back out? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. All right, we've also been talking about Mardi Gras, which, by the way, is over. I know a lot of you are celebrating it. It was a great time. I was not able to participate the way I usually do, but it was a great Mardi Gras. I got a chance to do a few little things, either being wheeled in or hobbling in. But for many of you, I know it was a great Mardi Gras. And one of the things that we've been talking about this afternoon are positive stories about law enforcement, police officers. Wherever you were for Mardi Gras, the weekend or Mardi Gras day yesterday, can you share a positive story with us? And I like to do this on the show to balance out the many negative things that we focus on when it comes to police officers. From Mandeville, Steve, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, listen, I haven't really gone to Mardi Gras over the past few years because I really get tired of like a lot of the behavior out there, like a lot of like drunken idiots, you know. So, and I'm also I get real tired of like law enforcement always getting a bad rap. So yeah. I wasn't at the parade in Slidell, but I saw the video where there was a throw done off a float. Some idiot grabbed it and started doing kind of a lewd act with it. And yeah. I think there was a sheriff's officer there that grabbed it away from him immediately. And I just want to like commend that guy if I could, because there's women and children out there that don't need to see that stuff. So
well,
that's the only thing I want to say.
All right, Steve, I'm glad you called. I've got news coming up. I don't remember which one of the stations it was. I mean, I felt like I was like a 90-year-old man here yesterday for Mardi Gras Day because I was not able to get out in Mardi Gras, and I'm like, you know, 2.5 blocks away from the quarter, so I'm like really close to it all, and I can see the crowds on St. Charles. I can see the crowds on Canal Street. I can see just the beginning of Bourbon Street from my apartment, and I would love to have been there, but I couldn't physically be there. But I got the sense that it was a really wonderful day for a lot of people. There have got to be some good stories about police officers. And I like to do this because, again, when a negative story comes out about the police, it gets so much attention. Let's go out of our way to challenge ourselves and talk about some of the positive things that happened with police officers. Oh, I know. One of the TV stations said somebody was throwing something lewd from a float. Not necessary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.